All right, great. So we'll record this and post it like always. So we're talking about the 2015 Presidential Leadership Event that was held in Maui this past week. And the opening party on Monday night was great. A number of speakers, I just briefly put some of them in them. They talked about the $5 million profit ended in 2014, so we had one of the most profitable years that we've had in the last, like, 7-8 years, so everybody's really ecstatic about that. Dallas Morning News article that was out there, you can find it on the DM News website. 1515 listed Mantic as the 6th most improved publicly traded company in the DFW area. That's pretty cool because there are more Fortune 500 companies in Texas than any other state in the United States. So it's neat to have us, you know, appreciated that way in terms of improvement in our company. Rob Sinnott talked about the M5M Foundation at length, and he brought up the fact that because Manna Relief is still finishing off getting rid of the funds that they had collected, there are excess funds over there that they're, you know, Manatech's putting a demand that they, you know, put those products out into the orphanages. So Manatech stopped making contributions to Manna Relief because Manna Relief already had an overabundance of funds. So they started funding the new M5M Foundation, which kicks off this month, January of 2015, and the first the funds that will be available for Sarah Bowen and her team to start utilizing to get into the orphanages is over $400,000, which is awesome to see that kind of money. And where does that come from? People like you and me, because every month we buy these products, part of our money is donated to the M5M Foundation now on behalf of Manatech to fund feeding these children all around the world. And some people had asked me some questions about that. Just so you know, mechanics, they don't usually ship products every single month to these orphanages. What happens is they'll ship like a 6-month supply. So they go through a lot of cash very quickly when they make a huge shipment in terms of buying the phytoblend powder. And that's how they work, which makes sense because it's less expensive from a perspective of shipping costs. Not that we incur any because our partners are the ones that pick up the product or to ship it because they already have those shipping streams of shipping in place and those mechanisms of getting this product overseas in place. So, but neat to know that we're kicking off the year great. We can't wait till Sarah Bowen, you know, jumps in and fully acclimated to that new position. Al Bala talked about, you know, he just said how cool it is. We don't dream about walking on the beaches of the world. We do so. And it was fun because there are a lot of us in Maui that just basically got back off the plane from being in Punta Cana. So in December, we spent a week in Punta Cana, and then we take off a month later to go to Maui for a week. So spoiled, rotten, yes, I'll rank it as that, but glad to be grounded again back in the U.S. for at least a little while. There are a bunch of new presidential couples there, 3 Canadians, 4 South Africans, 1 Spain. We just opened Spain, and, of course, we have our first presidential couple, 1 Japanese, 5 South Korean, 1 USA, and almost all of these couples are in their 30s. It was a huge, so you can see that the new generation has truly shown up. It was incredible watching these people cross stage. The youthfulness was really amazing. Tuesday, let's jump into Tuesday morning. Stan Frederick kicked off, and he just talked about your why being important for us. And he shared his coming to, I hear some background noise. Is that from my computer? Hang on, guys. It's just my computer making some racket. So sorry, people. I'm going to give it to Lydia so I don't have to hear the noise. I don't know what's going wrong. Okay, probably too much Maui sun and sand. No. So he talked about his reason why and jumping into, you know, the why you did it. And you know, Stan was, he basically said when he came to Manatech, it wasn't really for a very noble cause. He came to Manatech because he saw a business opportunity. I mean, Sam had approached him to buy out some of the, you know, original owners, and he did it to make money. But after he did it, he didn't want to sell his stock because he believed too much in our why, you know, why we were involved. He got to know the associates and how, you know, committed we were. And of course, now seeing the growth in the company and the stock pricing and everything, he's ecstatic where he is because he bought most of his stock at like $1.50. So he's done extremely well, to say the least, in his investment. But he said that, you know, Warren Buffett's his formula for buying, you know, he's the number one investor in the world, probably most prolific earner in all in terms of the stock market over the term of years that he's been involved. And his number one formula is there's three steps: buying a growing industry, buying a growing company, keep it for a long term. So he just looked at that growing industry. We have $178 billion in sales in the network marketing industry, direct sales industry, 8% higher than 2013, so 2014, or 2013 over 2012. I don't think we have 2014 numbers yet. But we saw this huge growth last year, and it was twice the growth of retail. And Warren Buffett himself owns a couple of MLM companies or has a major ownership interest in them. There are 98 million associates worldwide, and they're in 68 different countries. He also talked about this fellow. His name is Ackman. Some of you might have heard of him. He's the guy. He's a billionaire hedge fund manager who took a bet out on Herbalife. He can't stand for some reason. He's angry as all get out at Herbalife. He thinks they're just a sham. He says they don't really sell products. They just use it as a subterfuge to recruit people into this quote-unquote scam. And in some ways, it hurts, obviously, direct sales because he's kind of attacking our industry, although some of us can agree that Herbalife's products are less than adequate. There's no restriction on what kind of product you can take in the model. It doesn't make the model illegal, but Ackman's really been attacking this for a long time. And one of the reasons he bought tons of puts, stock puts. Now, for those of you who don't understand what that means, it means you're shorting the stock. Manatech had people doing that years ago in our stock, and it manipulates the price of the stock in a huge way. Because he bet on the stock collapsing because he knew he was going to go target Herbalife over the next, you know, year or two to bring them down. That was his attitude. A little arrogant, perhaps. I don't want to make any comments. I mean, I just find, you know, a lot of these guys that live on Wall Street are multi-billionaires. They think they're untouchable. They're many times unscrupulous. And this guy happens to be on this bandwagon. His puts options, however, I looked it up and researched it, actually expired this week. So I'm not sure we're going to have the continued attack on Herbalife because once he doesn't have an economic interest in the results of Herbalife stock, perhaps he'll leave them alone. But in the meantime, Stan just wanted to bring that up because we need more people to help support us into acknowledging direct marketing, direct sales as a truly a noble and honorable profession. The head of Pete Sessions, who's from Texas, local congressman here in the Dallas area, and obviously our buddy Stan knows him, but the idea is he is all for, you know, passing a law that says direct selling is a noble and honorable profession, but he needs to find more congressional support before he puts that forth, and he's actually chairman of the Rules Committee, which has put him in a powerful position. So any of you know your congressman, head that up and give him a drop him a note to get him on board with Pete Sessions, and maybe we can make that happen. He says also that's a growing industry, growing company. You want to make an investment in a growing company. The third quarter results, sales were up 25%, 11% for the year. And he says it's pretty incredible how much cash we have in the books today. Last I heard it was over $40 million. 41 million they have in my outline. And they're interested now in opening more countries like Israel and other ones. And he made the comment that our board members, other than, and this is public information because they have to report it, other than Ray and Stan, who are the major shareholders, our other board members have invested more than $1 million in Manatech stock over the last year. So you can see that they're even seeing when your board of directors, outside board members, are investing like that in the stock, that's a great sign. Stay for the long term. That's the part that's tough. You know, he said, and he looks at us from a network marketing perspective. You know, some of us have quit a couple times, not necessarily quit Manatech, but we've kind of given up. And some of you on the call can kind of feel that way. I've never gave up. I mean, did I ever stop doing my Monday calls? No. But I can say that I've had weeks and lulls in my life. We go up and down sometimes where we don't work as hard. Maybe we lose our belief a little bit, or we've, you know, gone through some tough times here since the Texas AG case that, you know, maybe have shook our confidence a little bit. But the idea is that, you know, you just keep, you know, getting up and jumping back in the fray. And that's really, every time you get knocked down, you get back up. That's called persistence. It's what makes a difference, people who make it compared to those who don't. So it's just continuing to do that. And Stan even shared with us an experience he had in network marketing, because remember, he started in network marketing. I mean, Stan did network marketing himself, and that's what drove him into owning his own network marketing company and then getting involved with Manatech. But he loves the model, and he said one time he remembered doing a presentation in Phoenix, and they had 100 men in the audience, and when he closed, every single one of them left without expressing any interest. 100% loss. I mean, not one sign up. He was absolutely crushed by this experience, but that was in the afternoon. In the evening, he had 65 people showed up for the next presentation, but when he was done, 51 of the 65 signed up. And he said, so you never know, you can't give up. Things happen in this industry, the water ebbs and tides, flows and tides, and it's just one of those things that you have to be ready to take the good and the bad, and don't let, just like we know so well the statement in network marketing, when you emotionally respond to a no, just same as you respond to a yes, you finally arrived, right? So we don't let other people's decisions or whatever control our emotional state. Second, Rob Sinnott spoke. This is all now coming on Tuesday morning, that when all of us were in presidential, all in session together. He said the simple and basic things basically make all the difference. He's saying our goal at corporate is to simplify in 2015. We want to make things easier. Our heart and core will never change, but we need to have operational efficiency, faster delivery, less expensive products. He went on and on in terms of the goals. He set forth 5 goals, corporate goals for 2015. Develop a culture of better rewards and recognition. So he's talking about our company was always the top. In fact, the University of Dallas did a study revealing payouts, and Manatech always shows up at the top of all these kind of outside independent studies. We can't study, of course, companies that aren't publicly traded because you don't have access to their information. But of all publicly traded network marketing companies, Manatech has the best compensation. It's one of the things that attracted Bo Short to Manatech when he was here for that period of time. But our comp plan is not working the way it was designed. There have been too many changes in the past, so guess what? They want to change it again. Yikes, everybody goes, well, no, more changes. That's, trust me, the presidentials were, anxious around that issue because we get tired of all the changes, but they're looking at this as making a final and last fix to it to get more money into the APO, and we'll talk about that in a while. But so we're going to see a few changes come down the pike, but I can almost tell you virtually everyone on this call is going to end up with more money in your pocket, which is a good thing because of the things they're doing. Second, he said we need more, so besides fix our recognition area and reward, fix the personal development area in terms and recognition from stage, and he's working on that. We have a new training website and things like that, but we need to have more disciplined, organized, and sequential recognition of our associates. So they're putting that as critical to our future. The third thing was compelling, and the word crispy came up many times, so I highlighted that in the outline. Crispy, simplified, and compliant, appealing 2-minute messaging. He says, we got to stay current, no more tackiness. That was exactly his words. He thinks that some of our marketing materials in the past weren't done in the best light. We need to take on an extremely professional approach to what we have, and that's great. I'm excited about that, and I'm excited that we're not chasing other companies anymore. Sometimes we got caught up. We were so anxious to try to get out of our rut that we chased companies like Visalis and other people that were doing so well, and that typically won't work for you. I know a lot of people do it in this industry, but Manatech, for me, Manatech is very unique, and I think that we need to just be our own, take ownership of who we are and be who we are, and that's what will be effective. But the quality of marketing materials, we all agree that we need the best. So next would be a simplified, stripped-down, world-class web ordering and online technologies. No more Band-Aids and duct tape. You guys, the system we have today, we've had for over 10, 15 years, and they've been duct taping it and Band-Aiding it and everything else, and some of us get so frustrated. I don't know how many of you are on Macs or Apple computers today trying to change orders, but, some of the things have just left us out there screaming, pulling our hair out. So it's time we're hired a company, and we're going to get into that too, to really take us to a whole new level. So they're redoing the entire website, and Yahoo, that's a great one. That'll be a 12 to 18 month process, so don't expect it tomorrow by any means. But we can be excited about having a new website that flows, it's simplified, flows with just incredible, you know, ability for us to move forward and run our businesses in a great way. And then profitable growth strategies, international sponsoring made easier and protected, because we're talking about expanding our international openings. And a lot of us in the past who might have signed somebody up in Mexico or South Africa or England, and all of a sudden a year later we find out the person terminated and moved in somebody else's downline because they wanted more effective sponsors. And you really can't blame them because we're not living there to support them. But the problem is it really quashes any of us trying to do international sponsoring. So they're coming up with a new program around that as well and help us with our growth strategies internationally. Great stuff all in all. Five great concepts for Manatech to be working out for the field. Mark Nichols, sorry, I spelled his name wrong in the outline. It should be an S. He does have an S at the end of his name. Mark Nichols got up next and he talked about 2013 versus 2014, and he compared December 2013 with the September 2014, and you can see the growth is pretty phenomenal. In less than a 12-month period of time, a 9-month period of time, Manatech's equity went up 24%, their assets increased by 35%, and their cash increased by 57%. That's incredible. I mean, that's a 9-month differential. They just don't have year-end numbers, or we would have done year-end to year-end, but the year-end numbers don't come out until February, end of February. So that just gives you a 9-month stretch, which is what we're talking about, the incredible shift. And these are great numbers for you guys to use when you're talking to people. If they say something about, well, Manatech's not been doing well, you say, oh my gosh, 2014 was a banner year. Here's our numbers. You know, and that's all public information, so it's not, you're not breaching anything. And of course, we are in 23 countries, including Spain. And today we can, you know, pay in any currency, any country. We can direct deposit to your account or your credit card, whichever way you want it. And he just says the Manatech team is honorable, unified, passionate, persistent, ambitious. So those are all our traits. Our team training, super regionals, community, accountability, personal growth, show the plan. This is experience around what's going on in South Africa, as long as our three-point plan here as we're developing it and getting it entrenched in the U.S., in our U.S. businesses. The game plan, Mark Nichols talked about three things. You can apply this to yourselves equally as well as they do at corporate. Define your vision, and you're going to see that we're going to be working in three business period slots. In fact, business period two is going to kick us off with the incentive in three business periods. Some of you have a hard time setting goals for a year because it's so far out there. Well, this year we're really, even as an entire corporation, we're working on a quarterly basis. So every three business periods, you got new goals for the three business periods, and you work in those bite sizes, and there's going to be reward system associated with that, which we'll get into in a moment. So three business periods, as well as you always want to have your year end. You want to know, you know, what your goal is for year end, so you'll have that as well. And then forecasted execution, on time, on budget, meet expectations. So make sure that you put the pressure on yourself and you're committed and you're all in to make those, you know, those commitments come true. It's a lot easier in a 3-month period than it is in a 12-month period or 13 business periods, because what happens is if you get behind, you seem like there's never a way to catch up. Within a 3-business period segment or a 12-week period, you have a lot more flexibility of catching up because the goals aren't so stretched in the end of that period. So I love that idea, and I'm getting caught up. I like that little bite-sized, you know, commitments that people can make. And it starts with, what does it start with? What's your bite-sized commitment? What you're going to do today? You know, every day is like, what is my bite-sized commitment today? When you get those down. If you haven't read that book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, you got to read it. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, again, same kind of principles. It's about the bite size. Take care of the bites. When you take care of the bites, you know what? Oh, my gosh, you'll be fed for life. So take care of the little bite size. On time, on budget, and then communication. Share the vision. Of course, we're always sharing the vision. Al Bala then spoke. He talked about, he talked about money, money, money. He said people get involved in network marketing for money. They stay in network marketing for money. They don't leave for network marketing because of the money they make. So it's very important for us to be really clear and really simple and really effective in how we compensate people. And he says basically in the past we've had some complexities that are a little above and beyond what we want. And so as they revamp the comp plan, they're going to take out, you know, some of those 18 levels of earning that we can have, multi-generational things and all sorts of, I mean, I'm excited about that because, I when he mentions 18 ways you can earn income, I don't know anyone in Manifest who can list all 18 ways, right? And let's stick to the things that are basic that help put money in people's pockets, and that's incredibly important for all of us, and simplify it so people can communicate it effectively. He defined metrics for us. He said, you know, we're going to be looking at the important ways of growing the business, and that's what we want to reward. Leadership level, GPV, commissions, all those kind of things. The growth metrics is personal and group enrollment, automatic orders, leadership development index, those kind of growth metrics they'll be looking at. Foundational predictive metrics, number of associates. This is what you need to look at if you want to see if your organization is growing. Number of associates that attend events, monthly, quarter, annual events. Number of TOMS, tools of the month. How many do you have? Look at your downline today and say, how many people I have in my organization who are actually listening to those success, magazine CDs? How many are even getting Success Magazine? There's just really important. I know for me, I think I shared with all of you guys, when we started this whole thing, I was in the midst of, August, September. I was in the midst of starting my Christmas rehearsals for my church. I sing as an alto in the choir, and I would, every morning when I worked out, I'd play my music so I could memorize my parts. Well, since the performance took place, every single morning when I work out, I listen to the Success CDs. In fact, it was a blast in Hawaii. I was working out, and there's Wendy Kramer at 6 o'clock in the morning. We were both in the workout, or there were a number of us. Vivian Suguchi was there as well, Landon Frederick, and we were all working out. And when I saw Wendy in there, I said, I think I'll listen to Wendy this morning. So I put Wendy's it was fun. She was riding a bike right next to me or whatever, working out right next to me. So that was great. So we want to, make sure that we're listening to those TOMS, and how many people listen to those is going to make a difference in your growth, in your development, in your organization, in the strength of your business. And then how many people do we have to achiever level? And Manatech also is going to start recognizing two new levels, the senior national level, which is 12,000 in volume, because there's so much difference between 6,000 and 20. So we're now going to have what we call a senior national, and they plan on building into the comp plan special compensation. So there'll be another level of some level of compensation at the senior national level versus just national director and then waiting another 14,000 before you get to executive. And they felt that there was the big gap between executive and presidential also presented a problem with people. So they're going to build in what they call the senior executive status at 40,000 of volume. So there'll be different payouts at each of those levels. Yahoo, for all you guys who are at 12,000 or 13,000, you're going to see a little pop in pay when this comes down for yourself as well, and give people a little more incentive to get to those levels instead of wallowing around 9,000 or 8,000, or people in the executive status wallowing at 35 when you're only 5,000 away from the next leadership level. So that's great. Also, look at how many people show. How many of the people in your organization are you getting to come to events? And when we build these new regional events that we're going to have, super regionals, they won't happen in the first three-month period for 2015 because we have Manifest, of course, that huge national event. But thereafter, you can look at super regionals. Their goal is to have it so that majority of people never have to travel more than between 100 and 200 miles ever. So they're going to put these super regionals in your backyard, and we're all excited about seeing those make a huge difference in people's business and getting back in the field again in the United States. Also, how many are reading things too? We always have the, you know, the book of the month clubs and things like that, the books of the month that we have, and we're going to start promoting that in a better way, and Manatech's going to get some of those book lists out so people can start picking and choosing the books for their monthly reading. And then comp plan changes, again, we talked about all those. I think the goal is going to be, you know, and it's one of the things I expressed in Punta Cana, and I'm glad they've picked up on it, because I remember when I was growing up, as I say, growing up, I'm still growing up, I'm forever going to be growing up, but when I first started in Manatech, it was my first network marketing experience, but one of the things I recognized in my first year and a half, 2 years, of course, I was growing and signing people up a lot back then. I noticed that my check was almost exactly equal to 10% of my volume. So if my GPV were at $5,000, I was making $500. If it was at $10,000, I made $1,000. If I was at $15,000, I made $1,500. And it was just a neat thing that I could kind of rely on in my in relationship. Well, today there is no relationship. And I expressed that real, really sound, you know, belief and fortitude in Punta Cana. And they've picked up on that. They want to build a relationship between volume and money, because that's going to make our comp plan more sensible. I hope you guys agree with this. I sure was all on board with it and wanted to, that was, again, my expressed my opinion in Punta Cana on that issue at the big powwow we had there. So anyway, so it's going to be exciting to see that happen, and that just means putting more APO back in the system, which they're doing through the mechanism of reducing the massive numbers of payouts that they have that are nonsensical to most of us and getting back to the basics. So just keep your eyes open for that. There are a bunch working on that comp plan changes, and I have a lot of confidence that they're going to come out with some great results in that one. Next with Joel Bickman, and you guys all know Joel. He's the head of our marketing, and I just think the world of this guy. He introduced a fellow named Pete Benedict, and he's the guy that runs, he's the head of the company called iCentris, which is a company that, you want to know the history behind them, 15 years ago, they helped us with Success Tracker. Of course, they didn't build it, so they only came in, they were asked to come in and improve it. So they worked with Success Tracker and Mana Pages, but it was just basically patching them up. But for the last 15 years, they've been working exclusively in our industry, or not, I don't know if it's exclusive, I shouldn't say that word because I'm not sure, but extensively in our industry. They have the reputation, great reputation in our industry. They focus on providing multi-level marketing companies with online web tools, and it's, right now iCentris is used in 140 countries by 3 million associates of Shackley, Herbalife, DSA, Soul, Juice Plus, et cetera, et cetera. So they named a bunch of the companies they're with. Their full-blown system that's being utilized by some of these companies results in selling 8 times more products, recruiting 10 times more prospects who stay longer. And those statistics really were resounding to all of us. Now, I don't have the proof of that. That's just quoting him, but I believe him. A great guy. And he is the iCentris is the company they've contracted with to rebuild our entire web presence, to make it more effective, ordering and enrollment easier, leapfrog ahead of the competition, support future growth and expansion, providing leading-edge tools, simplify and enhance the web experience, support associates in the business activities, attract a younger demographic, all these things. So I'm excited. And understand, people, this is not defining the way we do the business. It's a tool defining how we do the business, not the way we do. The way we do this business is really established through our three-point plan process. But this is how the business will work for us and make it work and be much more effective. So please don't get over anxious on this, because it's going to take 10 to 12 months, or I mean not 10 to 12, 10 to 15, they said 10 to 15 months or 18 months that it'll take for them to implement all this. We will get segments at a time, but I don't even suspect you're going to see any difference probably till the fourth quarter of this year. But just know that you know it's coming down the pike and it's going to be awesome, and everybody there was excited about this shift, because we need to be on the cutting edge in our technology as well, and that means our website. Tuesday afternoon, Joel introduced Craig Hedges, and Craig is the guy that I met back in at the leadership event. We did a huge branding exercise at that leadership event in November, and he did the same thing once again with the entire group of presidentials. And it really talks about branding, and if you want to look back at my review of the leadership event in November, you'll find more information about this, but I still put quite a bit in the outline today about branding, why it's so critical for us to brand, because it's who we are, you know. And our three critical factors are our story, what we say, our culture, who we are, and the experience, what we deliver as an experience to the people that take our products and get involved in our business. And emotions are the way our brains encode things of value. So it's all about start with why, and some of you have read Simon Sinek's book and understand that concept about the bullets in starting with the why, not the how or the what, but start with the why so that we grab onto people emotionally. All the presidentials then work for the next 2 hours helping to define the six categories, who the brand is, the heritage of Manitech, the personality of Manitech, and the sensory assets of Manitech, what the brand provides, the emotional benefits, the functional benefits, and the self-expressive benefits. And it was a great exercise. I got to be one of the recorders, so I had a blast with my group. We were singing and dancing and just having a good time working on it. It was joyful, playful, but very insightful. Will you get the results of all that? Yes. They're working on that. It's a consistent project. They went all over the world with it. They went to Korea and Japan and got feedback everywhere to help Manitech build the brand. So know that that's coming down, and that's not going to be 12 months from now. That'll probably be in the next 6 months, and I suspect maybe even as early as Manifest. But I don't know for sure because Manifest is less than 2 months away. Do you guys get this? Manifest is less than 2 months away. Yeah. It's March 5th, and today is what's today's date? Exactly. We're looking at January 12th today, and March 5th is Manifest. So, woohoo! You guys, we've got two business periods left before Manifest, so we gotta get going. We got to get through this week and then really blast our next two business periods so that I think this Manifest ends on the end of it, or I think it's 1 week before the end of a business period. But whatever, we have a lot of work cut out for us, so let's get moving. All right. In fact, I'm so anxious. I want to get off my Monday call, but I need to finish this with you guys. So that was basically Tuesday. You could see a full day. So those of you who are, you know, become presidentials, get ready for big power pack days that we have in Hawaii. And I'm going to tell you that there wasn't a person there that wouldn't have stayed. It's kind of like the Punta Cana experience. I'll just go through that with you. You know, Manitech flew a bunch of people in early to participate in special meetings, and I was honored to be able to be one of those people. And we you know, the schedule was, it was scheduled to start at 9 in the morning and go till like 2 o'clock or 1:30 in the afternoon. And you know, we kind of got behind in the morning, and the guy said, well, maybe we'll extend it for an extra half an hour, hour. And I'm not kidding. I was one of the big ones, but there are a lot of people in that room that just basically said, we are going to stay here until we get it done. It doesn't matter if it goes till midnight. I mean, we didn't care about the beaches of Punta Cana, people. Our heart and passion was for helping this company be the best it could be and getting our inputs and getting our voices heard by corporate. So same approach here. You saw that packed room of presidentials. There weren't people out hanging out at the beaches. There were people that were in there to get the business done that was meant to get done. And then Wednesday, you know, so they have one full day of everybody together, all the presidentials from around the world together. And then second day was breakout sessions. So we had North America because we're North American presidentials. They had ones from Australasia and, you know, South Africa and Europe. And so everybody broke off in their separate groups because there are different issues that strike different areas of the world. For the U.S., we had a breakout in North America, and they started off with a big video from Punta Cana, which was a lot of fun, and the concept that the new announcement for our new incentive is coming out this Thursday night, so keep an eye on your emails from Manitech. Don't miss that announcement. I'm not going to give you any insight into it. I'm going to let the announcement speak for itself because it's only 3 days away. So be ready. Don't miss that. Rob Sinnott just talked about momentum and how he had predicted the S-curve, where we were on the S-curve. And sure enough, if you look back at our prior manifest, you can see where he said, well, I think we're on here. We're on the downturn. Now we're on this upswing. It's providing us like a 6 or 7 year momentum if you believe in the S-curve. And you can research that to see how effective and how it's really pretty well established in the business cycles. as business cycles go, and we're just on the start of that new cycle. So it's great to be a part of that, knowing that we have these great, you know, profitable years ahead of us. Al Bala talked about implementing the three-point plan. We have new shoots, green shoots of growth occurring in the United States today, and it's exciting to see these areas. He says the three-point plan is, you know, our goal is to get it fully implemented this year. It's a kind of an organic growth platform. We have to grow it at each level, and we have a team of presidentials that are 100% all in, that are here to support you understanding it. And in fact, we're talking about the team actually going to South Africa to be entrenched in it, so that, you know, when we are out in the field and we attend your super regionals, we really can give you as much insight as possible, because we actually lived and breathed it for a time in South Africa. So that's going to be a joy, and that's going to, again, kick off with the super regional starting. But we want everybody to really familiarize yourself with it and really start understanding it. It's a cultural change. It's about where we're coming from. I talked to Rob Sinnott a little bit about it, and he said, Mary Jo, did you really, at the end of the week in Maui, he goes, so what did you notice, any differences? And I said, huge. I mean, huge differences. To me, this was the most exhilarating presidential summit I've ever been to, and one of the main reasons why is the level of comfort and fun I had with other presidentials. We didn't get caught up in competitive programs and how we were doing the business and trying to learn everybody's ins and outs and this and that. It was really centered and focused on, we're all doing it the same way. You know, so we didn't have to cut through all that ego and all that, you know, I have the right way. And it's not even necessarily ego, but just the idea that everybody thought they had the best ideas. Everybody is on board with the three-point plan. So that unity just gives such a freshness of spirit across the board with presidentials. So I just suggested, and Rob was, of course, very ecstatic to hear that, because unity is what's going to take this company to the next level. And really, the group of presidentials who were there, and as they were recognized on stage, the new presidentials, and at the closing reception, which actually took place on Thursday night, because Friday was a whole day of excursions, so they didn't want people missing out, because they were, like, I was on Thursday, on Friday night, I was on the whale watching, at the sunset whale watching, so I would have missed the closing event if they would have had a Friday night. So Thursday night, when they were across stage and spoke, I mean, everybody talked about, you know, the unity that we have and going forward with the three-point plan. It was just awesome to see the everybody on board with that and just all entrenched in accomplishing the greatness that Manitech is going to create. And the commitment among the Platinums and some of the Q13 people, Q13 being qualified 13 business periods in a row at a presidential level, silver and above is where they're recognizing people today. They talked about, you know, everybody believes this company is going to be a $1 billion company. And each one of them in their different countries are making commitments on what they're going to contribute to the bottom line. Korea committed to $100 million in sales. Now, people were just under $200 million worldwide, and Korea is committing in 2015 to be $100 million just in their country, just to give you an idea. This kind of momentum and this kind of commitment, and it's amazing. It's just so I can tell you it's exhilarating to be a part of it, to just know that where this company is going and headed. So it's fun. Fun, fun, fun. So that's our three-point plan. Shorter term, of course, he's talked about the comp plan changes, basically what we did the day before, back-end office. Youth, he talked about for the first time that was brought up. He sees it as a $1 billion product. And events are all critical. He just made sure everybody look at Manifest, our next one coming up. Don't miss it. It really is crucial for people to attend events. Next, the general manager of Mexico is Diego Mejia, and somebody, a lot of you know him. He helped us open Mexico years ago. I traveled extensively with him and Al. And Colombia is going to open in the next 90 days. So if you have anyone that you know who's from Colombia or has contacts there, great time to get on board. It looks to be a very profitable market. They already are doing $3 billion of multi-level marketing products are already being consumed in that country. So it's a huge MLM country already. We want to start here at home by getting the Hispanics enrolled toward the end of January. Email info should be available for everybody so you can get on board with their weekly email transmissions. So just keep your heads up on that. Put it on your calendar to connect with Manifest headquarters. Make sure you're on board with opening Columbia. And there will also be phone recordings and conference calls. I believe most of those will be, some of them will be in English, but they'll also have Spanish for those people here that are Spanish speaking. Number four, loyalty program. Terry Bayless, we remember our loyalty program that we're all participating in where every single month we get 10%, right? Pretty cool, yeah? I mean 20%, I'm sorry, 20%. And remember in the past where we used to get a 10% discount on automatic order? Well, Manatech, when they adopted the new customer loyalty program where we get 20% free credit, product credits, they allowed the 10%ers to stay in effect. In other words, they didn't force you. If you didn't elect to get the 20%, you would continue buying at the 10% discount. Who did that affect? A lot of buyers out there that were just consumers, and we didn't want to, you know, disrupt the boat, and they just wanted to be on auto order. Well, guess what? That's coming to an end. The 10%ers, any of those 10%ers, remember, and any time you stopped an automatic order and then step back in again, you would automatically be put in the 20% customer loyalty. So the only people this impacts are people that have been on automatic order endlessly since we adopted this, which was a year ago in the summer. So they're now switching everybody over. So there will be no one left getting the 10%. That will happen with the next business period, which is business period two. And every one of those people will get a free product who are left. We all got free products. Remember, we got a free tub of Nutrivirus when we switched. And those people will get a free product as well. And they will get plenty of notice, and you will as well. So get heads up for that to know who in your downline that's going to impact, because they're going to see the price of their products go up, even though in effect it will go down, because instead of getting a 10% discount, they'll get 20% customer loyalty credits. Bob Adam talked about the three-point plan. He recently read a new book on the airplane called How Successful People Grow by John Maxwell. I think I'm getting that. I think I told Lydia to pick that up for me. It's probably already on my iPad. She does such a good job of following up on my requests. But anyway, he talked about it. He said there was a book out there, and he read it on a plane over, and he talked about being a leader and being a mentor to people. And he says, you know, we really want, you know, being a leader and being a mentor isn't just something that appears. It's not a random act. It's something that, you know, you're the blind leading the blind if you don't invest in yourself to become a better leader. And he really invites all of us to dance. In other words, to come to the table and work on ourselves, because it takes work and effort. I know I constantly am working on myself to be a better leader. I read books. I implement things. I work with Lydia around it. But he gave us the seven principles. And sorry, it looks like I have a typo in there. The last number, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. Ooh. Right? Does everybody see that? I think it's because it shifted pages on me, but that should be a 7 at the end. But just go through them. These are just basically what's outlined in the book. Lead by example. A leader is available, takes time and focus to mentor. A leader has proven experience, not just theory. So we don't talk from just theory. We go out and do. You know, you got to walk the walk. You can't just talk the talk. You need to walk the walk. He possesses wisdom. He who walks with the wise grows wise. You act wisely and with integrity. Who we hang out with in the book obviously changes us. You know, and it's we change by association. So we always, you know, one of the things I love, the principles I always tell people, I said, I know you really, you know, love to hang with this person or whatever, but understand that the things you don't like about them will become you. Because who you associate with is who you turn up looking like and being like. So you really want to be particular in who you associate with. And that doesn't mean that I don't coach some people that are really tough, and I'm not talking about my downline, I'm talking about my foundation. I don't hang with people that are really needy and try to help support people. But they aren't my choices of people I socialize with, I spend a lot of time with. I spend time with them because I care about them and want to help them grow. And it's a different acknowledgement. With people I associate with, I want to be around people that are positive and going forward and are all in the three-point plan and totally on board with Manatech and totally on board. You know, when I go out in the public and they're non-Manatechers, I want to find people who are positive and they're directed and they're you know, energetic and they want to move forward in their life. They have a vision, visionaries. Those are the kind of people I look for. Because why? Because they're going to make those are the best characteristics to have for new business builders in your organization. And, you know, if you don't have those traits yourself, go find people that do and hang with them. really, spend more time with them. Read a book, how to develop those characteristics, and spend more time with people. That's how a good way to develop those character traits. Proven experience, not just theory. Or we talked about possess wisdom. That's when we just went over. Provide friendship and support. Good mentors care. And you know that famous saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's one of the precepts of this business. I always told, you know, when I was young in this business before, I'd done some reading and I'd done some work in it and I started doing trainings and things. I said there's two basic core principles to this industry. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So that just screams, become a great listener, because that's the number one way you can show you care, right? So that was number one. And the second was, this is a need fulfillment business. So we need to go out there and find out what people need. Now, you can make assumptions about people in need, but sometimes you're going to be assuming wrong, and then you're going to wonder why people don't follow you. When you can help somebody achieve something that they need, that they see as a perceived need, oh my gosh, they'll follow you anywhere, right? So those two premises are critical. Make a difference in the lives of others, provide friendship and support, continue to be mentor yourself. In other words, always look around to be mentored yourself. And I have a great mentoring group now that I'm working with, a kind of little mastermind group of, we call them the Fab Five mastermind group. And it's a delight to be around those people because they're joyful, energetic, powerful, moving forward, totally all in, committed to Manatech. And so you want to find people like that and grow people around you in that realm. Joel Bickman and Odin Clack got on board then. They went to a brand new program called Manatracker.com. Some of you might have been familiar a little bit about Manatracker that was put out by Ryan Robbins, Ray Robbins' son. Well, they've kind of taken that and developed it a whole other level, and it's going to become available soon. We got experience around it as presidentials down there. I love it. I'm meeting with Odin this week to do some redrafts on some of the language, but I think it's a terrific program. It's basically on my phone right now. I have an app, a Manatracker app, so every day I can just hit my app and I fill in my activities as I do them, and I just click. I just click how many, you know, how many contacts, and I click if I have got a contact, I can click again, and it adds them up throughout the day, and I get credit for that, and it's a way that accumulates my points, so I can keep track of, am I really showing up in my business? I want to know. I want accountability of self. I don't want to just sit back and think that I do a couple business meetings, and I speak on Tuesday night, and I do my Monday call, and all of a sudden I'm doing Manatech. I love this call, but it's a call that I do to support the world. It's not adding necessarily to my business. I need to participate in the high leverage activities, and that's what Manatracker is about. So open your eyes to that. Get ready for it, because we're all going to be involved in doing it. We're going to ask our people, our business builders, and our organization to track as well, because it's going to help us hold them accountable equally. Al Bala talked about the Success Magazine and the three CDs or two CDs that come in that, and making sure everybody's getting it. If you are, you know, if you have Success Tracker, of course, it's free with the $19.95 Success Tracker subscription. If you do the M5M store, and you can secure you can purchase the Success Tracker magazine with those CDs, complimentary CDs that come with it, for $12.95 on a monthly basis. Is it worth doing? I'm going to tell you, if you don't do it, you're not in the business. If you don't do it, you're not in the business. Now, one of the things that I suggested at the meeting was that Manatech train people on how to take these CDs and put them in a downloadable fashion so you can have them on your phone, because Lydia does that for me, and it's critically important for me to have that, and because that's how I listen to it. When I work out in the morning, I pop the button to listen with my headphones to those Success CDs. I want to fill my brain with positive, with moving forward, with, you know, this industry information. So they're going to do that. They're going to have the trainings. They're going to put things out as MP3s. All of that will be done. And also they're going to be making Book of the Month Club, so everybody's going to know what the books are, and they're going to have a list of books for newbies versus people that are more experienced, so that everybody can start reading the directed books. Okay, Bob Ammon talked about Incentive 2015. Like I said, we're going to launch it Business Period 2, so they're going to kick it off this Thursday night, January 17th, is a kickoff date, and to December 17th. I'm not sure those are exact dates. I can't imagine that they are, because it couldn't possibly, when you're talking about a 12 BP, because they're only 4 weeks in a business period. So I know that that's not the right date, but the 17th, that's today's date, the 12th. It starts this coming Saturday, which is the 17th. So it starts the 17th, and it will end at the end of business period 13 for 2015. Okay? That's when it ends. So it's 12 total business periods. The incentive is going to be run. Some of you are going to go, oh, my gosh, how can we keep a high as kite for 12 business periods? Well, they're going to be run in three BP segments. So your first segment is going to be business period 2, 3, and 4. Bingo, that's the first one. Okay, so work really hard to achieve what you want to do in that one. Then you go 5, 6, 7, then 8, 9, 10, then 11, 12, 13. So there's like four different sets of three business periods that we're going to be running. It'll be enjoyable to have that available for all of us to participate in those segments. And in addition to top performers for the challenge, they're going to reward on a quarterly basis. So the regionals that are out there that we're going to be doing will have recognition of people that are achieving Lydia said it's the 18th of December. I knew it couldn't be exactly the same. So we're going to have people recognized at each super regional around the country for where they are in achieving this incentive. So that's going to be a blast as well. It'll be a theme throughout the whole year. Next came the Al Ballad did the presentation live for everybody, kind of walked through it. Choose Your Lifestyle is the title of our new presentation instead of a business guide, a guide to a business opportunity or something like that. We changed the name, the title, we redrafted a bunch of it, put some of the disclaimers at the bottom of the sheet so they weren't so, you know, splattered right across the pictures. I mean, there were a lot of revamps done on the presentation that was given to us at the leadership event in November. If you're familiar with Bo Short, put a leadership, for those who are there, put a presentation on board. We've already started using it. I scripted it out from my group, and we've been sharing it and using it. But there were some things that I didn't personally care for, but I was willing to go with whatever Manatech put together. But kind of put together a group. I've expressed my opinions. I got to meet with Al a number of times, and then with a group in Punta Cana to help revamp it, repaginate it, put it in order that makes more logical sense. And we love it. Now, today I can honestly say it's a great piece of work. I mean, there's still a couple tweaks we're doing to it, and I'm going over to headquarters today to work with Al on some of those to finalize it. But this Tuesday night live, I'm going to be doing the presentation, and that's the presentation we're doing. So we'll still have the opening testimonials from people from the field, both product and business, and then I'm going to roll into doing this PowerPoint presentation for everybody. So keep your eyes open for that. It's a great presentation. It's very duplicatable. We're also going to be doing a script on it. I'll probably have that done this week as well, working with Al to make sure everybody signs off on it, and we'll have that posted. So everybody will have the new presentation, new script, business presentation, so you have no excuses. Starting off business period two, you'll have some incredible tools to help you move forward. And it's not that you can't use the one that's already out there. A lot of you are already using that. If it's working for you, that's great, but I think you'll really enjoy this one. It takes it to another level. And the last thing, Bob Adam introduced the 2015 North American Associate Council members, Luciano, the Anabnitz, the Franklins, Hines, Latrells, Praters from Canada, Thurisons from the Seattle area, Michael Vanderhoop, who's a dear friend, all those people, and then the Terry Bayless, of course, is part of the assistant GM for North America, and she's going to be meeting with those people as well. So a great new group of people on the advisory council, and we're excited about that going forward equally, because all those guys are top quality people. And that was it. Great. Any questions, you guys? Any questions about Maui besides how were the whales or how were the sea turtle experiences, or did you love the crater? Did you fall in? Lydia and I want to put together a kind of a slideshow of the experience because it was so incredible. So hopefully we'll get that out and people can watch that. We might even post it on our Manatrain website for everybody. because I love sharing it, not just with my downline, with all of you as well that happen to be in my downline. Anyone, any questions? Any issues?
Mary Jo, this is Mary in Phoenix.
Hey, Mary.
Thank you so much for your recap. It's almost as good as being there, but next year, yes. Anyway, just curious, was there anything said about Mana Social? And obviously, it's one of the, or any of the online tools. I mean, we just got
isn't that funny?
You know, a number of things.
I didn't hear one word on Mana Social.
Ooh.
I don't know. Hang on a second. Let me ask Lydia.
getting it free, at least the manifest.
We're getting it free until manifest, is what Lydia told me. That's the latest she heard.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Anyone else? If you have questions, now ask. And don't be bashful.
Hey, Mary Jo, I just wanted to say it was a hoot hanging out with you and Lydia and the rest of us on Friday night.
Thanks, Michael. Love you, brother. I'm so glad you're on the advisory council. I know there's a true great voice of reason, not that other people are unreasonable on the council, but I have always had utmost admiration for you, and I appreciate you. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mary Jo in St. Louis. Thank you very much.
Another Mary Jo. I love that name. Oh, go ahead.
Hey, I have admired you. You are just such a wonderful leader, and thank you so much for all you do. I know you said that this call is for everybody, not just your downline, and I do appreciate that. My
Great.
Question is, you are just so passionate and committed to your life with Manatech. I'm just curious how you can let go of your social life. Like, I know you do your things at church, and that's
yep.
awesome.
Yeah.
But do you have any other social life, or do you just incorporate Manatech into your social life? Your
that's awesome. Great question. No, great question. Yes, I have a very, you can imagine, because my husband doesn't participate with me in my business. So if I didn't have another social life, I wouldn't have a marriage, would I? You know. So, yeah, my husband and I have a lot of outside friends. We play bridge. We do other activities, a lot of church activities, of course. I also run my foundation. I also have a community here that, you know, like a neighborhood community things. But Manatech is ever, you know, it's always in my frame of reference. I don't always, I mean, it's not in every sentence that I use, but I don't know that I have any acquaintances or friends that don't know that I'm involved with Manatech. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
I wear it as a badge of honor. I wear it as, you know, I'm so proud to be associated with such a company of such an incredible, stellar reputation that really is moving this world forward in a significant way that presents an opportunity for anyone and everyone to live the lifestyle of their dreams. I'm appreciative of it. I'm, you know, I honor it, and that's how I walk my walk in life. So, you know, first is my faith in God, and second to that is my faith in Manatech, right? So I think the world of the company, I think the world of where we're going, and I think it, when it becomes a part of, probably even the better question is, how does it become a part of you in such a sincere way? Because I think that's harder. I think it's hard for us to surrender and not try to be critical or always, you know, because, you know, and always being, oh, what's wrong with, looking at what's wrong with it instead of valuing what's so right with it, is really the educational process of feeding myself great information on a daily basis, listening to those CDs every day, you know, reading the direct sales magazine, loving my industry, you know, hearing the testimonials of people, even if they're not with Manatech, the testimonials of people with New Skin or Juice Plus or whatever, that life-changing differences in people's lives because of direct sales and who it impacts, everybody from the little guy to the, you know, to anyone who chooses to do it. So that basically is very much in alignment with my core philosophy in life. I've always been, since I was a little kid, I've always rooted for the underdog, you know. So another reason I love Manatech and I love direct sales, because there's no barriers to entry into this industry, and it provides an opportunity to anyone who's willing to put their what I call the butt on the line, you know, go out there and do it. And so when people say, well, I can't be a lawyer, I can't do this because I wasn't smart enough in school, or I can't, there are a lot of can'ts in this society. But direct sales, everybody can do. They just have to, you know, make the decision they're going to do it and then put their butt on the line to make it happen. There's not a person out there that can't do direct sales. So, neat,
well,
huh?
I know you have great time management skills, and maybe that question, nothing to take away from you, but maybe Lydia. Does Lydia have a social life?
No, I can honestly tell you Lydia's, I mean, she's so dedicated to Manatech and to Mary Jo, she probably, you know, her social life consists of she gets to go on every single trip with me because my husband doesn't travel. So every, you know, she's been to Maui with me and Hawaii for the last 8 years straight. Basically, she went to Punta Cana in December. She gets to travel of her dream. She never owned a passport, and she's already on her second passport since she started working for me. So she thrives on that. But she has friends, she has local friends here, too, that she hangs out with because I have a social life with my husband. So Lydia and I don't live together 24/7. She does show up at, you know, we work out in the mornings at the club. That's another thing. Working out at a club gives you a social atmosphere, you know, so that's great to belong to a workout facility. And then she's out of here anywhere between 5 and 7 or 8 at night, depending on what we have going on. So she has outside life as well, yeah. And on weekends, she does things that I don't do. She's an avid photographer. She loves photography. In fact, I'm supporting her now into being, you know, this next coming summer, she's going to start doing her own shows. She's going to have, you know, little displays at different fairs throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area to get her photography recognized. So that's our next step with her. So, yeah, they're outside. If you're worried about being a full balanced person, we definitely have a lot of balance.
Wow.
Mary Jo?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is Nancy, and I contacted the company Manatech about Manasocial because I called in one day and asked who I could, you know, if they could refer me to somebody because I had some questions, and they came back with, oh, it wasn't going anymore. And so then after the weekend, I emailed, like, Rhonda and the gym, and they got back really quickly with me and said that Manasocial is still operating. It was converted from an earlier social site in, anyway, and new people are working on it, but it is still available and going.
Correct.
So.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, I knew it was still going. I just didn't know. I mean, people, because they had mentioned that they were going to start charging for it come January, and I know that hasn't been done. So they're moving on it in some direction. It never came up, or at least I sure didn't hear it. And, you know, we all listen through our pair of sunglasses, whatever those are for us. So it could be that I just wasn't listening for it, but I don't think so. I don't think I heard one mention of it when I was in Hawaii.
Anyway, I thought it was nice that they got back with me so quickly.
Great. Absolutely. And great. And I'm sorry you got some bad information the first call. That's always going to, I mean, as long as Manatech is, you know, we're right now in a growth spurt again. Obviously, the company's doing very well. So we get a lot of new people answering phone calls and customer service. And whenever that happens, oh, my gosh, I remember in the early stages when this company was taking off and going crazy. I mean, I was telling my organization, don't even call customer service. You know, it was like, I don't want you. And they were giving advice on how to place people in downlines and stuff. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what do these people know anything about building the business, you know? I mean, it's not their ilk. It's not their specialty. So be careful of that. But we are also going through a growth spurt again, so we're going to have some of that happens. So if you don't like the response you get, call back. You'll get a different one. Maybe, depending on what you're asking. Okay. Anyone else? All right, everybody. Well, listen, have a great week. Don't forget to be on this. Keep your eyes open for the email from Manatech about the kickoff of the new incentive, because just make 2015 your year. I mean, you know, this is a choice you make, and I know sometimes you feel, oh, Mary Jo, we've done this year. You just got to get out of that and let it go. Let it, as Bo Short used to say, I'll quote him on that one, probably not a lot else, but I'll quote him on that one, let it go. It is awesome to just let it go and start looking at the greatness of the future that we have with this company, because this company is going to take off, whether it's with you or without you, and it's nice to ride the wave. But it's also nice to look at, okay, I've always believed in this model. I've believed in the products. I love Ambertoast. We have the greatest, brightest future, I feel, coming out of this event. Just knowing what they're doing and the millions of dollars they're dedicating to a new, you know, a brand new workable, you know, friendly, user-friendly system for our website. I mean, there's just so many neat things coming down the pike, and we're working on some more. I didn't mention some of the things we're doing by our little small committee that I'm on, or working mastermind group. We're working on some other tools that will just make your life so much easier, and those should be forthcoming before Manifest. So, I mean, there's just some great stuff happening out there, and I encourage you to take on 2015 with a whole another flavor of, this is my year. Yeah, because it is your year. And the only way I can tell you how to make it your year is by choosing it. Choose it to be your year and make it happen. That's how we make it our year. And for me, I know that's going to be true with us. And Lydia and I are ecstatic about supporting you and helping as much as we can for the field and being a big part of the super regionals across the country and whatever contribution we can make in that direction. So thank you all. Love you all. And welcome to 2015. And glad to be here on the kickoff. And let me just highlight one more last thing before we go. I know I'm running really late. The next few weeks, I want to start covering a new book that I read over the last couple of weeks. On my trip to Hawaii, again, I read it on the airplane, and it is called GoPro, and I absolutely love that book. It's by Eric Worre. We're talking to Manatech at potentially securing thousands of these so people can get them at a really reduced price and start providing them to people. It's going to be my number one book I give to a brand new associate that signs up with me who wants to do the business. That's their first read experience for me. So I want to review that book, and I don't know how many I'm going to go chapter by chapter. I don't think it's going to take it will be a chapter per week, but it'll definitely take a few weeks for me to get through the entire book, and I want you all on board with me on that. So if you want to get prepared for it and get the book yourself, you can do that, or you can just be ready to know that that's what's coming the next couple of weeks on these Monday calls, as well as reviewing the incentive. I want to make sure everybody gets the incentive, so we'll do a lot of incentive follow-up probably next Monday on that regard, and then kick off with the book. Okay? All right, everybody. Love you. Have a great one. Let's get prepared for this great new year, right? We're in the midst of it. We're on day 12 already, so let's not let another day get by without us making a difference. Okay? Bye, everybody.